At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're in the public safety phase.
I hate to even ask this question, but the president-elect chose to attack you, blame you for this.
It's one can't even respond to it. I mean, it's people are literally fleeing. People have lost their lives. Kids lost their schools. Families completely torn asunder. Churches burned down. This guy wanted to politicize it. I have a lot of thoughts, and I know what I want to say. I won't. I stood next to a president of the United States of America today, and I was proud to be with Joe Biden, and he had the backs of every single person in this community. He didn't play politics, didn't try to divide any of it.
Wow. This is, I'm telling you what, how do I put this? The incompetency that has been demonstrated by Democrats with regards to this wildfire has been one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen in my life. And I'm almost speechless, not because, you know, I don't expect them to be this incompetent, if that makes sense. I'm speechless because they seem to think that nothing that they do is incorrect. They act like nothing that they do is wrong and there's nothing to remedy. If you've listened to any of these sound bites that they have given, it is amazing. It's not even an act of not being aware. It's just they think that they don't do anything wrong. I was listening to Karen Bass. I mean, we've got a lot of audio to play for you guys today. And I mean, it's just really amazing. She's this woman lives in a bubble, guys. She lives in a bubble. She believes apparently that she's not really culpable for anything. Nothing's wrong. Can't imagine why. I mean, yes, it's really devastating, but let's not politicize it. And that's the big thing that you're going to be hearing a lot about. And we're going to talk about it. Welcome to the program. Dana Lash here with you. It is a very, very, very cold, snowy, icy day in Texas. We already have ice on the ground. The snow has started to fall pretty heavily. And as you know, with Texas, that's very odd. And it's also means that we don't have video for today's program because it is way too icy and too dangerous for Kane and Juan to get in here. I mean, my dog slips and falls outside. Our poor Wick, he went outside to use the potty. And as he was traversing the patio, he just slips right by. And just slips right by and just falls and kind of slides a little bit. God love him. So Dana Lash here with you. And we're going to bring you all of the latest with this, and you can still stream the program. And of course, you know, we've got Substack. You can follow along with a lot of stuff over at Substack. That's if you're a subscriber over there. But so again, if you're just joining us, no video today because of the ice and snow. It's too dangerous for the rest of the crew to get here. And so we're audio today, but we have a ton of stuff to touch on. All right. So first and foremost, this, the latest with the devastating fire. Again, when you look at, and I wanted to get to all of the things that they, all of the moves that Democrats have made that ultimately contributed to this horrific, I think they're saying it's like the worst fire in LA's history. And whether it's the budget that was cut for fire services, there was the budget cut for fire services. There was the hydrants that were running out. The reservoirs weren't filled. They said that a little over half of the Pacific Palisades is gone. A little over half of an entire community is gone. The Hollywood Hills are burning. There is zero containment. And all, I mean, it's the sad thing is that while wildfires happen, a lot of this devastation is preventable. Now, as we said, Karen Bass was in, she's the mayor, she was in Ghana. This was what happened. She was in the reporter, she was in the airport. She comes in from Ghana. This is right at the airport. And an Irish reporter just happens to be there at the airport when she comes in. And they confront her. Audio soundbite one. This was, she, you don't hear her respond because she stares off into the distance. Listen to this.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position? Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster?
She just stares off into the distance. Doesn't even answer. Doesn't say anything. Stares off into the distance. Has no answer for them at all whatsoever. Her aide just sort of shuffles the reporter to the side. I mean, it's unreal. Unreal. And then she had her press conference. Audio soundbite two. Listen to, see if you can catch her second gaffe here. This is unbelievable.
Build stronger than ever. Right now, if you need help, emergency information, resources, and shelter is available. All of this can be found at URL. Los Angeles, together is how we will get through this.
So she says URL. Oh, you can find all these resources at URL. She's just reading the script. She's not prepared. There's no empathy. She hasn't demonstrated any empathy for any of the citizenry. Not a single bit. You heard Gavin Newsom. He was trying his best to act emotional. Wasn't working. Trying his best to act emotional. I mean, it's just something. It's just really, I mean, your heart breaks for all of these people. There's a ton of people we know that have lost their homes. Their homes are gone. Their homes are gone. There are people who are dead because of how this has been managed. All of these years of Democrat legislation. And I'm going to tell you something. I'll be damned if I hear anybody say, oh, well, you can't politicize this. No, that is so weak. It is lame and weak. Shame on anyone who says that. They ought to be shamed out of human existence. Because that's an excuse that they are using to dodge accountability. They're dodging accountability. And they're trying to say that, well, you know, any kind of criticism of our actual inactions, well, that's just politicizing it. It's politicizing it to point out that the mayor of Los Angeles cut the budget for fire services. It's apparently politicizing to point out that they didn't refill their reservoirs. Did you know that California had record rainfall for 2 years in a row? Record rainfall. And they just let it all go to the ocean. They didn't add anything to the reservoirs. They didn't expand any reservoirs. They didn't do anything. They were warned about it a year ago. They were warned about it again last fall. So they're shamelessly now trying to redefine accurate and deserved criticism as politicizing. There are people who are dead because of their inaction and incompetence. There's no excuse for it. No excuse. I mean, we have friends who had to evacuate last night. And They weren't even near where, at first, the first part of the day, my friend wasn't even near some of the main fires as they were rolling through Pacific Palisades. But then when it started hitting Hollywood Hills and just mowing through the underbrush that's between the structures, it just sped up. They said it's like, you know, a 1,000 feet in seconds. It's just, it's unbelievable. And they were prepared to evacuate. But once they got the order, you have kind of minutes to get out. You can be as prepared as possible, but nothing prepares you for the speed of a wildfire just devouring all of the kindling that the city refused to clear. A lot of celebrities lost their houses. There was a guy who was slammed on social media. He's lives out in Pacific Palisades. He deleted his social media account and everything. His name is Keith Wasserman. And he had tweeted, quote, "Does anyone have access to private firefighters to protect our home in Pacific Palisades? Need to act fast here. All neighbors' houses burning. We'll pay any amount. Thank you." People attacked him. They tried to shame him for what they said was his privilege. But the irony is that all of these people, if they had the means, would have done the exact same thing. They were mad at him because he had the money to do something. He wasn't trying to flex. He wasn't trying to, showcase his wealth, anything like that. He just wanted to save his home. Apparently, he's got kids. He just wanted to save his home. And the left lost their mind at this guy. Class warfare never fails, even in the face of a catastrophe. And they ran him off of Twitter. They doxed him. They found out everything that they could about this guy. All simply because he was trying to save his house. And ultimately, he wasn't able to. He knew that it was probably going to burn. A friend shared a text with him where he said that his house was gone. And then people were aggravated at him. Oh, he's a developer? He skipped paying taxes. The left has no idea anything about the economy. It's shameful. Some of these people need to be dragged through the streets. He used every single deduction, every single loophole that everybody else can use. And if these people are mad that he's using a loophole that they didn't know about, then they're morons who need to be upset at either themselves or their accountants. But this is just an excuse for the left to try to shame people who aren't lazy like they are and who want to go out and work hard. Infuriating. We've got headlines on the way. And then the press is full court press because they're trying to save their 2028 nominee, Gavin Newsom, at the center of all of this. He's been in office longer than anybody there. And they're working overtime to protect him. We're going to talk about that and more. We got a lot to hit. We got a lot of stuff today. And if you're just joining us, no video today because of the ice storm in Texas. And so as a result, it was way too dangerous for the crew to get here. So we're only doing audio today. Our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends over at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative cell phone provider in the country. And I don't know if you haven't switched yet. Maybe you just really love funding gun control and DEI. I mean, some people do, right? I don't know anybody that calls themselves a conservative that does, but some people do. Maybe you just love spending a lot of money and overpaying for the cost of service. I mean, you could be spending a heck of a lot less with Patriot Mobile and get a plan tailored to whatever you, your family, or you, your business need, and you don't have any of your money that goes towards DEI or gun control or anything else. I mean, you support the issues that are important to you that you vote to protect. It's up to you. But they make it super easy. It's seamless switching with their 100% U.S.-based customer service team. And right now, you can get a free month of service using promo code Dana. Can keep your number, keep your phone, or get all entirely new everything. It is up to you. It's never been simpler to switch. So visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. Get a free month of service using promo code Dana. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Superman derives his power from the yellow sun. DC politicians get their power by giving handouts. In 1913, the tax code was 400 pages long. Today, it's 75,000. This is how politicians derive their power.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So NATO is sending a fleet to guard the Baltic Sea cables. The decision follows a spate of suspected sabotage incidents on underwater cables. And this has been in the news for quite some time. Right? There was the discussion of cables that were cut going past Norway and who is responsible. So now NATO has about 10 ships. They're going to be guarding this infrastructure. They're expected to arrive within the Baltic Sea by the end of the week, according to Finnish media. They're going to remain at sea until April, and they'll be positioned near energy and data cables to deter any sabotage attempts. Finland's also conducting a criminal investigation into an oil tanker that's called Eagle S, part of Moscow's Shadow Fleet, and their sanctions-busting flotilla. That's what's expected of causing the damage. So they're investigating all of that and protecting that infrastructure there. Chick-fil-A's lemon-squeezing robots are saving 10,000 hours of work. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but they have them over at Chick-fil-A. They're outsourcing the tedious job that caused apparently injured fingers to an automated factory. And it's... They're having a whole robot do it. It's kind of interesting. I mean, it's actually not hard to just squeeze it with your hands. You just cut it in half and squeeze it. Comedians are now admitting that they were pressured to stay in line in what's being called a major vibe shift. There's a couple of pieces that have come up. A lot of comedians, including even Jim Gaffigan, who admitted that entertainers and media personalities were instructed to not criticize Kamala Harris. What does that say about them that they followed it until now? I mean, it's not really it's not courageous to admit it now. I don't know. It's like they think that this is new. A study shows that being in shape is better for longevity than just simply being thin, according to new studies. I mean, anybody with a brain could have told you this, because thin doesn't necessarily translate to being healthy. And now there's another new study that showcases this. Vietnam is going to reward traffic offender snitches. It's like Tim Walz went to Vietnam and decided to implement this system. Vietnam is paying residents who snitch on traffic offenders up to like $200 as the country strives to bring rule-breaking drivers into line. The roads are notoriously chaotic. We got a lot more on the way. The latest with the fire and more. It's our friends over at All Family Pharmacy. This is such a great service. You need to memorize the website. They make it so easy. All Family Pharmacy helped my family out a lot over Thanksgiving because, you know, right on Thanksgiving when offices are closed and you end up getting sick, it's a mess and you got to get medicine. All Family Pharmacy made it super easy. And you can visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Use code Dana and you'll get 10% off of your entire order. So this is affordable access. Easy and cost effective for medicine. You don't have to break the bank to access these medicines. There's no red tape. There's no hassle. Everything's made in the USA. You're not getting Chinese antibiotics. It's not how that's working. They got a proven track record and you work with their doctors. Their doctors get you the medication that you need. Fast delivery right to your door. You can even overnight stuff if needed. And you can rely on All Family Pharmacy to keep your health needs on track. If you need antibiotics, if you need things like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, which is actually a good antiviral, you can get those at All Family Pharmacy. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Get 10% off of using code Dana. 10% off your purchase using code Dana10. It's Dana10 for 10% off of your entire order only at allfamilypharma.com/Dana.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
Look, politics are stressful right now, but there are much better ways for conservatives to spend their time than to see what mood Joe Manchin might be in for a given vote, or which special interest group on the left will steamroll Joe Biden today. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast, and we'll give you the day's good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives with some much-needed laughs on the side. So please join us. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, bottom of this first hour. And we're audio only today. We have a huge ice storm in Texas, and that's prevented the crew from coming in, and that's too dangerous for them. And so we are not having video portion today, but you can still... Obviously, we have the audio. We're going to get to some of the moments from Jimmy Carter's funeral. There's some few like to people watch, especially where it concerns elected officials. Woohoo! We got some for you. But also, we are finally hearing from some of these elected officials in terms of the devastation of the California wildfires. Now, we were playing audio earlier of Karen Bass, and we came in with Gavin Newsom. And yesterday, Joe Biden was actually out in Los Angeles. His granddaughter had a baby. It's his first great-grandchild. And the only really thing that he said about these wildfires was this awkward, like whatever this was. This is audio somebody six. He's at this briefing for the California wildfires. And then he's going to just choose to talk about how he's now a great-grandpa and et cetera, et cetera. And then the press was kicked out. Listen. Time to do it. It's just it just was weird. And there were a lot of accusations that when he flew in, they had to suspend some of the water dumps on the fire because when Marine One or Air Force One flies in, they control the airspace there and they shut it down. And there were some accusations that some of the water drops from the fire from the fire department, their choppers, they weren't able to launch because they had closed that airspace. I have not seen anything else to verify that claim. I will say that they had someone with the LA Fire Department saying that at one point the winds were too gusty for them to get the choppers up safely to do these water dumps. So I don't know if it was one of those situations, but I mean, if you got Marine One out there and it's too gusty for emergency choppers, then Marine One's not going to be there. So I don't know what's I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised because that's what happened with North Carolina. Remember, that's the thing that happened with North Carolina. That actually did happen where they had to close airspace when he came in. And as a result, there were some supplies that couldn't go out in a timely fashion as a result of that. But it's more and more information keeps coming out. And there were some celebrities that I always thought were pretty left that were saying, oh no, Gavin Newsom's got to resign. His far left parties have wrecked, policies have wrecked the party. It was kind of wild to see it. I don't know though, as crazy as everything is and as bad as the devastation is, I don't know if it's enough to actually convince people to stop voting for Democrats. I mean, I don't know how much worse it can get out there. There are John Goodman's house burned down. Anthony Hopkins, sweet old Anthony Hopkins, his house burned down. There were people who were complaining because the fire department in their area couldn't get any water out of the hydrants. And that's the thing. Like, this has been such a long-standing problem. And they had I'm looking at this letter. So at the beginning of last month, the LA fire chief warned Karen Bass that the $17 million that Bass cut from the fire department's budget, quote, severely limited the department's capacity to prepare for, train for, and respond to large-scale emergencies, including wildfires. They said that it affected their operations. It created a major challenge due to the elimination of some of these critical positions that they had to get rid of. They had a $7 million reduction in overtime variable staffing hours. They weren't able to maintain core operations, particularly with training and fire prevention. They said that this crippled them. She sent this report over and it was dated on December 4th. And that didn't move them to do anything. Nothing. And they know that they have fire season every year. They know the Santa Ana winds at this time of the year. It gets a little gusty. It's like a known thing there. And yet they didn't do anything. I mean, during this whole thing, I don't know. They can't, the defense of Bass is that, well, you can't criticize her. It's mean. She's not a psychic. She could not have possibly seen, folks, that there were going to be such destructive wildfires in Los Angeles. She had no idea, but she did, though. That was just one example. The letter that I shared with you from the fire chief. A whole packet analysis. I mean, it's the Weather Service was warning about this days before she even left Los Angeles, number one. The National Weather Service sent out, they said the Santa Ana winds are intense, and as a result, you're going to have significantly higher risk of wildfires. This was before she ever left for Ghana. She went to go attend the inauguration of the Ghanaian president. And she, I mean, I don't know how you can be that oblivious to fire conditions, but I mean, you still choose to leave your city. I mean, over a week ago, they had posted on social media, and it's still up there on X, quote, there is potential for moderate to strong Santa Ana winds and extreme fire weather conditions next Tuesday through Thursday. They were warning over and over again on social media. So you know that they were telling the mayoral office as well. They said use extra caution with potential fire sources. California Department of Water Resources that same day had a post on X. Also, same time, they said the last 2 years have shown vast improvements to the snowpack. But they said that their new normal, they can have significant rain and snow. It gets dry because it's still a desert climate. They said that we must always be prepared by collecting and storing as much water and snowmelt runoff as possible. And it shows that even though they've had record rainfall, they still are not meeting the quota for storing water. And then, of course, there was the story that came out, the LA Times, by 3 a.m. yesterday, all the water storage tanks were dry. They had the National Weather Service. They had the California Department of Water Resources. They had meteorologists. NWSLA, everything. They were saying that we are in the prime time for wildfires. And then still nothing. Still nothing. Record rainfall. And yet, couldn't even be bothered to do the bare minimum and make sure that you had enough water to put it out. Residents have been begging for help. Begging for help. I mean, there's been nothing contained. The Palisades fires has burned over 3,000 acres. That's crazy. Tens of thousands of people had to evacuate. There are major mandatory evacuation zones all over LA. And so they refused. This is like purposeful negligence. Purposeful negligence. There's not enough firefighters. No water in the hydrants. Not enough firefighters. Not enough infrastructure to fight the fires. And the firefighters are doing everything they can. God love them. They're doing everything that they can. But it's not enough. They can't fight this. The other thing too, people dug up Karen Bass's old tweets. You remember when we had the last ice storm, Icemageddon, where we lost power for like 4 days? Everything froze in Texas. So Karen Bass, you know, she goes on this taxpayer-funded trip to Ghana. Karen Bass, people went out, and I looked for her tweets too. They're still up there. She went after Ted Cruz, who is not a state official. He's a federal lawmaker. He was not at all even in the planning or the response or in the chain of command for Texas's response to the 2021 ice storm. But she went after him. She said, quote, Ted Cruz fleeing Texas in the middle of a deadly crisis is part of a larger pattern of the GOP abandoning folks in crisis. We need to build a movement to kick them all out. That's what everybody said. Everybody said. They're actually using Cruz now as a way to defend Bass being on a taxpayer-funded trip to Ghana while her city burns. Except the difference is she's the mayor of Los Angeles. She is a city official. She is directly, that's her job. That's her one job. She's directly responsible for the response, for the planning, for all of it. Ted Cruz is a federal lawmaker. The governor's not going to call Ted Cruz and say, hey, I need you to come down to Austin. We got to plan for a response to the ice storm. That's not how that works. Karen Bass, though, as mayor of LA, does make that call. They're trying to protect their lawmakers. I mean, Karen Bass is literally the single most direct only authority on the ground when it comes to response. She literally is the authority on the ground for this. She absolutely abandoned her responsibilities after the National Weather Service, all California local media, everybody was saying and reporting, all on social media, on radio, on television, that they were in the prime wildfire season and every ingredient was there for a big one. And she left anyway. She left anyway. By the way, a friend of mine reminded me last night, do you know how close Karen Bass came to being Biden's VP? Karen Bass almost was the vice president of the United States. Biden almost picked her. There were a number of black female lawmakers that James Clyburn had suggested to Joe Biden. Remember when James Clyburn saved Joe Biden's campaign back in 2020 because he was about to lose South Carolina and Clyburn delivered it for him. And in exchange for Clyburn delivering the nomination for the Democrat Party to Joe Biden, Joe Biden made an agreement he was going to have a woman of color as the VP. And on that list was Karen Bass. She actually had more support to be Biden's vice president than Kamala Harris did. But the Obamas were pushing Harris a little harder. So they went with Harris. Pretty wild. She was almost, can you imagine having that as vice president? This is unbelievable. Coming up, the media is circling the wagons around Gavin Newsom. And Republicans have an opportunity here. Also, a lot of interesting things to see at Jimmy Carter's funeral. Trump and Mike Pence shook hands, but Karen Pence was not having anything to do with it. And nor were the Bushes. This is weird. We're going to talk about all of this and more. We got Days of These United States coming up that you don't want to miss. As we move, our partners who help bring you the program, it's our friends at ReadyWise. ReadyWise is always ready, even if you aren't. And I'm telling you, out of a lot of the companies out there that make claims, ReadyWise really is it. I mean, they are really good, good survival food. Survival food doesn't have to taste horrible. It doesn't have to be low quality either. And ReadyWise is neither of those things. It's high quality, premium survival food that's not only sustenance when something goes sideways for you and your family, but it's also comfort in a crisis and beyond because it's made so well. These are U.S. ingredients packed in a U.S. plant sent to you from that plant by U.S. workers. So you know the chain of command for your food. No, I don't know of any other company that can say that. You know the chain of command for your food from start to finish. And what's more, they have an in-house team of culinary experts that make sure everything that you buy is meeting your nutritional needs, your caloric needs, the healthy carbs, protein, all of that. And they have an array of product choices to meet every budget, like the emergency 1 month bucket supply, the 2 bucket bundle, the 3 month bucket bundle. Great taste. And like I said, comfort in a crisis and beyond, 25-year shelf life. Visit ReadyWise.com. Use promo code Dana20 at checkout for 20% off of your entire purchase. ReadyWise.com, promo code Dana20 for 20% off.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real. Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to The Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Yes, I can hear you.
So the family with the poor little girl who was...
fire happening right now.
Say that again?
Why is there a fire happening right now?
There are multiple fires that are taking place.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the news, though, you're supposed to know.
Well, I don't know how it started. We don't know how it started. There, you know,
I think
winds.
It's all the gay people in L.A.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I got the...
unacceptable.
So this Los Angeles media entity, they do what they call man on the street, MOSs, man on the street interviews. And that's when they're out in the street and they just go up to people and they ask them questions about whatever, you know, whatever the issue is. And that guy just said, it's all the gay people. Oh, my gosh. What did it? That's like kind of a downside of MOSs. You got to be careful with some of that stuff. But that actually is, it's hysterical. It's hysterical. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're getting ready to launch into our second hour. And when we do so, this is when I'm going to save the video, all the video of this for you for tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll be able to get the crew in. If you're listening, it's just audio today because we couldn't, it's not safe enough for the crew to get on the roads. It's still snowing. And it was all ice this morning. So we have a huge layer of ice and then snow over it. And the Texas closes when that happens. Like all of our municipal offices are closed today. Everything's closed. There's nobody out. And Texas just waits till it melts. That's all they do. So hopefully we'll be able to do it tomorrow because I got to bring you some of the, you got to see some of the video of the Carter funeral when all of the presidents come in. And they come in and they sit, they all come in and they sit in the order of their how they were elected. And it was really, it's very interesting because the body language says 1,000 words. It says 1,000 words. Like Kamala Harris was visibly not comfortable. And they had, they had Obama sitting by Trump, and then he was sitting in between the Bushes and the Trumps. And Karen Pence did not even look up to acknowledge Trump, would not do it. And Bush didn't acknowledge Trump. It's very weird. The Bushes are mad, Bushes are don't like Trumps. And I think some of that is some of what you said. I think Lorraine said this too, because Jeb Bush was going to be the golden boy and Trump ended that back in 2016. Jeb Bush was going to be the guy. And that was done. So there's a lot of animosity there. It's really weird. I've never seen them not be nice to somebody. And they're just, they don't want to have anything to do with Trump. Obama is the only one that will sit, like Mike Pence shook his hand. Al Gore shook his hand. Bush wouldn't acknowledge him. Harris wouldn't acknowledge him. Obama was the only one who kind of did. It's weird. We'll talk about that more coming up. Stick with us. It's our partners that help bring you the program. It's the non-firearm, firearm, Burn-A-Gun. You've heard me talk about Burn-A-Gun before. It's an alternative for self-defense. And it's designed really for when you are disarmed by either, you know, government or private property, whatever it is. I mean, I carry and I will always tell people to carry. I have no problem carrying. I have no problem using lethal force against threats that endanger me or my loved ones. That being said, as an adult, there are sometimes that places I have to go to for my job where I cannot carry and I'm not going to be made a statistic. And this is where the Burn-A-Gun comes in. I have a lot of friends who live in New York and D.C. that find themselves in the same position. And so they don't want to be left defenseless. So they diversify what they have in their quiver for self-defense. And they went out and got a Burn-A-Gun. Now, the most popular model is the Byrna SD. Now, what does it mean when I say it's a non-firearm firearm? Well, instead of lead, it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. When you compare it to regular stun guns, they have maybe one or two shots. The Byrna SD has five rounds. And it's something that a lot of law enforcement departments across the country have also been incorporating as a diverse, just to create a more diverse array of defensive weaponry. You have instant readiness and it's legal in all 50 states. No background checks, no permits. It doesn't care about gun-free zones at all. So this is the perfect time right in the new year to reevaluate your self-defense options. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. That's BYRNA.com/Dana and get 10% off of your purchase.
Despite what you have heard from Caruso, no firefighters have told us that they are running out of water.
And let's go out to Gigi Graciet. She is live in Pacific Palisades. I know your signal's not the best, but Gigi, what can you tell us?
Well, firefighters have told me they have no water on this block, and you may be able to make out the ember storm that we're in the middle of.
Wow. All like within the same 60 seconds on one broadcast, the guy's like, well, you know, no one's saying that. And yeah, that's wild. That's Fox 11 out there in Los Angeles just yesterday. Welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. It's a very snowy and icy day here in Texas. So if you're joining the broadcast, it's just audio today, no video, because it's not safe for the crew to get on the road to get to the studio. If you've seen any video from Dallas, Fort Worth, the roads are horrible and everything is covered in ice, and right under all the snow that's now falling pretty heavily, it's just a nice thick layer of ice. So, we don't have snow plows or anything. Everybody stays home and it just melts. That's what we do. That's what Texas just waits for it to melt. It's the craziest thing. Like everybody else, y'all would be out and about. Not in Texas. It's different here. Different. So welcome to the program. You can still follow along with the stuff that we're discussing. I got, the prep that goes out over at Substack. And then, of course, Facebook, YouTube, go like and subscribe. So the top story is, and it's for good reason. There are so many other stories wrapped up in the giant overarching story of the California wildfires, because you have government incompetence. You have political ideology that has gotten people killed. You have stories, horrific stories of loss, stories that could have been prevented easily. And all wrapped up in this also is the stage that is being set, not just for midterms, but for 2028. And that's why you have the media all in trying to do everything that they can to make it look as though their officials are in no way culpable. They don't want any culpability. And they're working overtime to kind of protect from the criticisms of all of that. But other officials are saying, nope, 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 they get the criticism. Audio Summit 11, this is a former LA County sheriff who said that the money that they got from taxpayers that was supposed to go to capturing water. Remember, California had 2 years of record rainfall, that only a fraction of that money was actually used for that purpose. Listen to this.
There was a bond measure in 2014, Proposition 1, that allocated $7.5 billion for the infrastructure for to capture water in reservoirs. They had that available so our hydrants would be basically full of water and then times of need. And only a fraction of that money has been spent. It has all been tied up in bureaucratic nightmare.
Wild. Just wild. Only a fraction of it has been used for that. Only a fraction. And that kind of explains, I mean, this was one of the things that Newsom had promised. I think he was like actually promising this like something like 10 years ago, saying that they were going to expand the water capturing and make sure the reservoirs were filled. But that's not happening. It hasn't happened. And this everything looks like a war zone. People are demanding that both Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom resign. And there are so many, like they have all of these stories of the wildfire. I mean, it's crazy how much it spread, but they have all these stories of like, for instance, celebrity houses. Now, I know, don't roll your eyes. There's a reason why I don't want you to roll your eyes. For the first time ever, there are a number of far left celebrities that are blasting Democrats right now all over social media. And it's weird. I've never, there's too many to name. I mean, we'd sit here for the rest of this hour. There's too many to name. There's tons of them that have been going on social media blasting the powers that be there because they have, for everything that I just mentioned, for not using the money that was set aside to fill reservoirs for that purpose, for not using the allocated funds for water capture, for not clearing the underbrush as they were warned a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, after the last big wildfire that they had. And that's the thing. You also had, because you had that record rainfall, you had a lot of vegetation grow. But it's a desert climate. It's not climate change. It's desert climate. You have periods of rain, and then you have periods of drought, and that's par for the course for this part of the United States. So you had record rains, and that's not, you know, it's not that they had the most rainfall ever. They've had tons of rainfall, even more rainfall in prior seasons, but for 2 years in a row, they had record rainfall. That created a lot of vegetation growth, and then predictably, when the rains left and the winds started up, you had a lot of dry vegetation. And remember, Gavin Newsom declined earlier this fall to clear it out. That was something from California. That was their California Wildlife and Land Management. They refused to clear it out. So you're shocked because they said there was one analyst. I love that you can study fire science. That studies fire science. And they were saying, because they worked in Los Angeles, and they were saying that the vegetation growth, like in a lot of these canyons and in a lot of these places between developed areas, that's where you have tons of this undergrowth. And it just wasn't cleared out from after all of this vegetation grew with the rain and all of that. It just wasn't cleared out. And so that's really what was providing a lot of kindling for this. And these celebrities are just blasting. They're blasting Gavin Newsom. Sarah Michelle Gellar, for crying out loud, who was a Hillary supporter. They're blasting Democrats right and left. And it's justified. I don't look at it as a political thing because these are people that have lost everything. And when you have these celebrities that get out there and start saying this, maybe the minions will start paying attention. I mean, it went all the way to the ocean in Malibu. Malibu's on fire. Hollywood Hills are on fire. Part of Sunset's on fire. And it's, I mean, it's just sickening because it's all preventable. You have the highest taxes in the nation. And you can't even keep your reservoirs filled. Highest taxes in the nation. And you have no water capture. Highest taxes in the nation, and you don't have enough firefighters. It's like, what are people paying for? That's what property tax goes for. If you ever want to know why property taxes are a joke, this is proof. Consumption tax, the only way to go. graduated consumption tax. Only way to go. I mean, what's the point of, you know, owning? You can't ever really own your own property, but does it matter? Because if it burns down, that, you know, property, nobody does anything. In California, nobody does anything. 30,000 residents over that. It's that, that was just, sorry, that was, the last counting of that was early this morning. It's more than that now. Because we've had, since early this morning to now, we've had a number of friends that have had to evacuate now. So there's going to be more. It's, you're, it, it's just so sad. Because there's a lot of, there are a lot of Republican voters that live out there. And it doesn't matter how you vote. There are just a lot of regular, average, everyday, normal people out there. And it's just, you hate to see people have to live through these consequences of what their votes mean. And that's what it is. So when the media goes out there and they say, don't politicize this, shut the hell up. Because you're not going to use that as a way to shame people out of deservedly holding these lawmakers accountable. Gavin Newsom was complaining about the politicization of it. You politicized it when you refused to do your job. It was politicized when you refused to use taxpayer dollars for the services that they paid for. The authority of the consent of their vote and their tax dollars was so that they have these services. That's the understanding, right? You pretend that property tax is a voluntary thing, like a social contract. You pretend that it is. You pretend that it's not theft. And you pretend that the government spends your money in an honest and appropriate way. And then they don't. They spend it all. I mean, you know why DEI? I'm tired of the right getting criticized for bringing up DEI here. Do you know why the right is bringing up DEI? Because when you look at the breakdown of the budget, that's where the top dollars went. It didn't go to fire prevention. It didn't go for reservoirs or water capture or anything else. Those all got cut. It went to DEI programs, entitlement programs. That is why the right is bringing, and it's not even the right, that's why they're bringing it up. The media is trying everything that they can to inoculate themselves and their Democrat Party preferences from this. And so they're saying, well, if you criticize, if you try to hold anything accountable, it's just politicization. No, it's not. That's your job as a voter. If your elected officials fail you, you hold them accountable. That's not politicizing something. That's called accountability. You're not going to try to redefine what accountability is as a weak method to dodge accountability. It just, it's, all of this was so preventable. So preventable. So residents have been fleeing. There's beachfront homes that are totally destroyed. So far, it's over $68 billion. $68 billion. But is the smelt okay? The smelt, you know, that little fish? That's one of the reasons why they drained some of the reservoirs, because they wanted the, they wanted to make that little bait fish. That little bait fish needed to be out there. Oh, and then some tribal nations wanted to be able to fish for salmon. And so we got to drain some of these reservoirs. That's unreal. And then just, I can't even. Someone else says, though, that it was the, you know, the Salton Sea in Southern California. They said that has a huge lithium reserve. And that it contains a lot of lithium, and that might be, could be a major source. And that might be why. That's another reason why. Although I think the smelt, because there's people out there for that bait fish too. Just wild. So I think it's too early to say. It's still, I mean, people are still trying to figure out where they're going to live and what's the insurance going to be like. I just don't know how California doesn't change after something this catastrophic. Coming up, we're going to talk about Trump is vowing a flurry of executive orders his first week in office. We're going to discuss what that entails and what it means here coming up as we move towards the bottom of the second hour. Imagine a young woman facing an unplanned pregnancy, feeling alone and unsure of what to do, and she's searching for hope. And that's where Preborn Ministries comes in. You can make a difference for just $28. Your generosity can be the key to a mother choosing life for her baby. And with your gift, you will receive the story of a mom who chose life as well as the ultrasound image of her precious baby. And like the story of Kelsey, who found Preborn, and after hearing her baby's heartbeat, she chose life. Consider making a larger, life-changing donation of $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000. Maximize your gift that can help women in unplanned pregnancies receive ultrasounds and even help place an ultrasound machine in a women's center. Donate for the gift of life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's pound or hashtag 250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/Dana to donate online. Every contribution counts. So again, that's #250. Say the word baby or donate securely at preborn.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a cookware group has filed a lawsuit against Minnesota's PFAS ban, the toxic chemical stuff. So a cookware group has filed a lawsuit against the ban. It's the Cookware Sustainability Alliance. They filed it against the commissioner of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. And they're trying, the law went into effect January 1st. They're trying to say it's unconstitutional and unenforceable. The forever chemicals that are in the cookware, and the laws banning the sale and distribution of such cookware. And it covers, you know, everything from rugs, cookware, all kinds of stuff. So they said that it imposes a burden on interstate commerce and discriminates against out-of-state commerce. And as a result, it violates the Commerce Clause in the Constitution. So that's the angle that they're going for to try to stop that ban. Girl Scouts are retiring two cookie flavors, the s'mores. And I didn't even know that these existed. I haven't bought Girl Scout cookies since their Planned Parenthood stuff because I just thought it was inappropriate for young girls selling cookies to be, you know, for them to have an association with Planned Parenthood. But they said that they are discontinuing those. I didn't even know there was the s'mores and the toast yay cookie. If it's not Thin Mint, it's trash. Thin Mint or the, no, just Thin Mint. If it's not that, it's trash. So they are discontinuing those. Let's see. This, 200 aggressive monkeys. There's a war that has been launched on them. The macaques monkey. That's in Thailand. They have a huge problem with us. They're actually violent and bitey. And they steal people's stuff. It's crazy. So they've tried a sterilization campaign, but apparently that didn't get them the results that they wanted. And so now they're in the second phase of the war. They're planning to neuter 100 of these monkeys. And then they did 122 of them in one district last year. Now they're going to try to establish feeding zones to prevent them from straying into residential spaces where they've been attacking people. And, you know, why don't they train them? Train them to do stuff. Male strippers are facing extinctions. They said that there were no male strippers booked for in Britain. There was not a single male stripper, apparently, that was booked for a bachelor party or any. Women are not like dudes. And they said that bookings for those experiences increased elsewhere, but not for dudes. Interesting. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store next. Pain can really affect your life, so you should consider a New Year's resolution. And it's not about taking it easy or slowing down. It's about making 2025 the year of feeling good again, the year of doing more and living more and waking up excited every day. And you can do it by trying Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time, it helps to eliminate. It's like turning back the clock on pain so you can feel like you did years ago. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Become one of the over 1 million people that have turned to Relief Factor. Trying Relief Factor is easy. Get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
I started the year as the would-be Democratic presidential nominee, and we all know what happened after that. Again, you didn't see a particularly warm greeting between the first couple and the second couple, but again, we are at a funeral, so one has to take that into account.
They're not all super sad that they can't even greet each other cordially. That's Jake Tapper, who's narrating, because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they did not like seeing each other at Jimmy Carter's funeral. And it's like, you could not even act for 5 seconds. You couldn't act for the cameras for 5 seconds when you walked in and took your seat. You couldn't do that for 5 seconds. Just, it was weird watching all of that. Welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. We are at the bottom of this second hour. And if you're tuning in, there's no video today because Texas is covered in ice. We had a thick layer of ice laying down and then a big old thick layer of snow, and it's not safe for the crew to drive in because the roads are horrific. So everybody stay safe out there. And of course, we're praying for everybody and his homes are being burned down. It's horrible. The funeral for Jimmy Carter, you had all of the presidents, all the surviving presidents that go in, they sit in the order of when they took office. And you had the Pences who were sitting next to Gore, and then Trump and Melania come in and they shook hands with Gore and Pence, who rose to greet them. Karen Pence, she stayed seated. She did not look at Melania, nor did she look at Trump. And then they took their seats. And then you had Obama come in, and he didn't shake Trump or Melania's hand, but he briefly kind of, you know, acknowledged them. And then he shook Mike Pence and Karen Pence's hand, and then Al Gore. And then he sat down. And then the Bushes come in, and George Bush comes in and raps Obama on the stomach, just doesn't even look at the Trumps. And then he goes and greets the Pences and Al Gore. And then the Clintons come in, and everybody greets each other except for Trump and Melania. It's so weird. So the only people, it was Mike Pence and Al Gore and Obama that were actually the nicest and were actually greeting and greeted Trump and Melania. And it was weird to watch because it seemed like Obama and Bush were the kind of joyful ones, you know? They were the ones that looked kind of joyful and happy and relaxed and normal. Everyone else looked like they had and Trump did too. But, you know, in terms of how people were treating him and Melania, everybody else kind of looked stiff. It was weird. But the Bushes did not acknowledge the Trumps at all. I think Bush is still angry because Jeb! Exclamation point was supposed to be, remember, he was supposed to be the next in line. It didn't happen that way. He was the next in line. He had an open path. And it didn't work out. Didn't work out that way because Republicans, you know, you can't give us more of the same if you're not, you know, change anything. I mean, Republicans were part of the immigration problem, part of big spending, part of all of it. So it's very, very, very interesting thing to see with all of that. So this, and watching it, you can tell that they didn't like each other. Kamala and what's his name? We don't have to remember his name any much longer. The second lady.
Doug.
What's her husband's name? Kamala Harris's husband's name?
Doug Emhoff.
Oh, that's right. Doug Emhoff. The second lady, or dude, or whatever the hell. They come in, and she's just stony-faced. And then the Bidens, nobody's greeting anybody. They did not look to be like they were happy sitting next to each other. They didn't acknowledge each other. How do you walk into, if you know, I don't care if it's a funeral. How do you walk into a funeral, and you're walking into an aisle, like a pew, and you're sitting next to people, the people who were your vice president, and you don't even acknowledge them. They didn't acknowledge them the entirety of the service. It is so wild. They hate each other. And Hillary Clinton just recently learned how to style her hair again. So she's got this big bouffant 80s hair going on. Did you see, Steve, you saw her hair, right?
Yeah, well, that's kind of rolled a bit.
I mean, it's wild. It's gotten bigger. She keeps her secrets in it. I don't know. It's gotten bigger.
It's a lot of those.
But yeah. But she just had like this weird, not a smile. I don't know how to describe it. It was this weird expression just plastered on her face. And Bill Clinton, he's kind of like Obama and Bush. They're just sort of laid back and they can kind of hang together. I think they purposefully also, I know that they sit them in order that they've served, but I really think that all the organizers were glad that they weren't sitting in the bushes next to the Trumps and that Obama was the buffer. I think Obama had to take one for the bushes because the bushes can't stand the Trumps. It's just so fascinating to watch all of the little pettiness play out because you don't really get these sorts of, you don't get these public displays like this very often. And so when you get them, it's completely acceptable to Zapruder level analyze them. And I keep watching it. Did anything stick out to you, Steve,
yeah,
when you were watching this?
My favorite part was there was a moment that C-SPAN caught where Trump kept whispering jokes to Obama and Obama kept laughing at him. And then you see the camera pan out and Kamala turns over her left shoulder, sees them laughing, and then turns right back around with like a pout and looks at Doug. It was the best.
Wow. Yeah, he was cracking up. I want to know what he said. Wasn't there, I think there were like lip readers or something.
Oh, I can't
saying
wait for that.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be great. But I don't know. I did the whole thing. It was very interesting. But it was, yeah, when Bush came in, it was like he skipped in. And they all acted like they were running late. When the Bushes came in, they like barreled over. And Obama stood up. The Trumps didn't. And Bush wrapped Obama like in the abdomen because he and Obama apparently get along very well. And it's just very fascinating. I'm watching some of this now. I'm super fascinated by all of this.
Do the Bushes and the Trumps have beef? Or are they? I don't know.
Bush and the Trumps?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They think that... So Jeb was going to be the guy, and then Trump made fun of him. And then just ripped it right out of his hands. Remember that? They did not like him for that. They did not like him for that at all. I mean, it went so far that W would even defend Obama from Trump's criticisms. He kept saying that he wasn't going to get super political and politicize anything. And I don't know. Maybe there's other stuff that they know that we don't, but I don't know. It was just very interesting. And then when the Clintons came, Bush stood up for the Clintons as Hillary and Bill approached. And Trump and Melania just stayed seated. And I thought it was interesting. Obama stayed seated when Hillary walked up, too, because Obama and Hillary don't like each other. They never have liked each other historically. I feel like we're sitting at the lunchroom table and we're gossiping about people. And it's so worth it because you never get these displays like this ever. You never get to see stuff like this ever. And then it is really hard. I think when you get old like that, too, one of the things my grandmother told me is that as she got older, she had less energy to pretend to like people that she didn't want to like. And I always thought that was hysterical when I was younger. But that now, you know, I get it. Like as you get older, you just don't have time for the nonsense. And I think that all plays out. I don't know if Biden knew where he was. I don't know. But Obama and Trump were cutting up and it was funny. It was funny to watch them. Like Trump would say something and then, you know. I wanted to switch gears here. We got to talk about why are all the lesbians in California named Kristen? I think they have to be. Lorraine found this interesting thread specifically on these fire chiefs. And I mean, I don't care if they're all lesbians named Kristen. I just think it's hysterical that they are all lesbians named Kristen. The first fire chief that they have, a gay woman, Kristen Crowley. And then they have their assistant chief for the fire department, Kristen Kepner. She went to the Harvard Kennedy School for Managing Diverse Organizations. I don't even know what that means. She apparently was accused of beating her girlfriend. I don't know. And then there's the first, I don't know what is an equity bureau chief? What the hell does that have to do with fire? The co-founder of Equity on Fire, it's the Los Angeles Fire Department's equity bureau chief. The first lesbian equity bureau chief, she makes $399,000 a year. I think for $399,000 a year, a lot of people would pretend to be gay and interested in equity. I am amazed at this. They're all named Christine they're all named Kristen, all of them. And then you get to the Los Angeles Fire Department training commander. Now I will say this chick does look like a legit dude. Jamie Brown. She stands out because her name isn't Kristen. So they're the entire Los Angeles Fire Department is a bunch of old white lesbians, with the exception of the one lesbian whose name is still Kristen. Right? I can't even make this up. So just to recap, in California, the entirety of the fire department is run by old white lesbians named Kristen, with the exception of one black lesbian named Kristen. Did they, like, was that a goal? Did they set out to have them all be like, what in the world? And what the hell do you have to have an equity department for? You're the fire department. You fight fires. That's all you do is fires. What do? Fires. That's it. You don't do anything else. You cannot make this stuff up. And no wonder they're burning. No wonder. This is crazy. I mean, I feel like this. Oh, man. Now, I don't think anybody's arguing that the alphabet stuff has anything to do with the fire. What we are arguing is the priorities, clearly, of Los Angeles. Because while they were allowing the accumulated record rainfall to just drain into the ocean, they weren't capturing the water. They weren't making sure their hydrants were working. They weren't trying to talk with land management, especially on federal land. Bureau of Land Management comes into play with a lot of that. They did make sure that they checked all the lesbian Kristens and checked all those boxes to work in the fire department. That's, you got to admit, it's weird. And clearly the priority wasn't on actual fire. They created all of these other, they can't afford to hire more firefighters, but they can afford to pay $500,000 to someone who's an equity bureau chief, whatever the hell that is. Can anyone explain that one to me? What the hell does an equity bureau chief do? Like, it's so prevalent, the equity, that you have to have like a whole bureau for it? School do you go to for that job?
I'm all for women becoming firefighters, but like, be good at it.
Yeah, be good at it. Like, you know, learn how to fight a damn fire and learn when to deploy stuff. So they're apparently also getting criticism because they waited so long to deploy. Think about that for a minute. When you've got, I think they said it's 1,000 feet a second. Just think about that in your head real quick, how fast that is. When seconds count, you can't wait to deploy your fire department. You can't wait. When seconds count, you cannot wait. So they're getting a lot of criticism. And it's interesting because the criticism is coming from inside the department, that they took too long to deploy. That's a whole other, man. You know there's going to be lawsuits. Oh my gosh, there's going to be lawsuits of all lawsuits after this, after all of the smoke, after the fires dissipate and the smoke goes away. Imagine a young woman facing an unplanned pregnancy, feeling alone and unsure of what to do, and she's searching for hope. And that's where Preborn Ministries comes in. You can make a difference for just $28. Your generosity can be the key to a mother choosing life for her baby. And with your gift, you will receive the story of a mom who chose life as well as the ultrasound image of her precious baby. And like the story of Kelsey, who found Preborn, and after hearing her baby's heartbeat, she chose life. Consider making a larger, life-changing donation of $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000. Maximize your gift that can help women in unplanned pregnancies receive ultrasounds and even help place an ultrasound machine in a women's center. Donate for the gift of life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's pound or hashtag 250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/Dana to donate online. Every contribution counts. So again, that's #250. Say the word baby or donate securely at preborn.com/Dana.
Did God bless the United States of America? Pastor Alan Jackson says yes.
I believe God has blessed this nation, that he's called it into existence. It isn't perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. But we continue as we lean towards the Lord to make improvements. There is no greater expression of liberty and freedom among civilized human beings than we've seen from our own nation in the last 250 years. years, as imperfect as it may be, that's true.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Florida man Dylan Brewer from Clearwater Beach was sentenced to probation and community service for vandalizing a graffitied crosswalk in Delray Beach. So it's a graffitied crosswalk. They vandalized the crosswalk and made a pride flag on it, and then he vandalized the vandalism, and he got in trouble. They said that he performed a burnout on the crosswalk, and that's why he was charged. Someone charged him for driving and burning out on a crosswalk, specifically because they painted the crosswalk with pride colors. They revoked his license for a year. He's got 12 months probation and 150 hours of community service. That's the dumbest stuff I've ever heard of. That is so stupid. That is so stupid. So someone should give him Uber for a year. So goofy. You're vandalizing a city street. You can't get in trouble for vandalizing somebody else's vandalism. That's so dumb. A Florida man ordered about $500 in food without paying at two separate restaurants. That's a lot of food. Polk County, Florida. He ordered $500 in food and drinks at two separate restaurants in less than 14 days. He was charged with defrauding an innkeeper. They didn't spell innkeeper wrong over at the AOL website where the story comes from. They pulled it from Fox 35 Orlando, though. Two different restaurants. I don't even know how you can eat all the stuff that he ordered. One sunset martini. And after eating, he just like would walk out of the back doors and didn't attempt to pay. So they booked him into Polk County Jail. He bonded out a couple of days later. Florida residents are warned. It's that time of the year. Watch out for falling iguanas. The temperature, when it drops below the mid-40s, iguanas go into a dormant state, a cold, stunned state. And a lot of times they fall out of the trees where they perch. There was a story a couple of years ago of someone getting killed because they got hit in the head by an iguana that dropped out of a tree. So they said that if the cold wave evolves, the maximum temperature departures, you could see a lot more iguanas falling out of the trees because of this cold snap that's pushing through. And so they said, just look out for them. They're stunned. They can be up to 5 feet long. They can weigh up to 25 pounds. If you're not paying attention to them falling out of the tree, you can get hit. It's literally a story that we have every year. It's crazy. So everybody be careful out there with everything. And let's see, last but not least, if we have time, never buy fireworks out of a van with a guy that is missing two fingers. Because that's what happened. This guy was illegally apparently selling fireworks out of the back of a van near a meat market. Yeah, don't do it. We'll have more on that tomorrow. Stick with us. Third hour next.
But there's just the lack of water is a problem. In the Palisades, the water issue is, according to authorities, is a gravity issue. In order to get the water through the hydrants up in the hills and the mountains, they have these giant water tanks that use gravity, and those water tanks ran dry. Part of the problem is a lot of people are using hoses, trying to understandably hose down their lawns, hoping that will stop the fire. A lot of firefighters will say that's not going to stop a fire like this from burning down your house. You may keep your lawn, but it's not going to keep your house. But you know, there's this huge water usage all of a sudden, and those tanks on the top, there may be water in the system down below, but if the tanks on the top run dry, there's not enough pressure for gravity to bring the water up into the hydrants. That's in the Palisades. I don't know the water system here in Altadena.
Wow. So that's Anderson Cooper on CNN, and it sounds like he's blaming people using water to save their houses. That's not what he said, but it insinuates it. It's not the best thing he could have said, because it seems to insinuate that, you know, maybe the reason there isn't enough water to fight fires is because people were using it to save their houses. And that's not the reason why. The reason is that there was no water in any, there's no water in the reservoirs. They were drained. They didn't capture any of the record rainfall for the past 2 years. They let it run off into the ocean. It's not because a few people are trying to water their lawns down to save their house. It's because city officials failed people. They failed them to the point of devastation. That's why. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this third hour. Because that was not the best thing that he could have said. It's not the best way to put it. Because it comes across poorly, and it's just not the, you know, he was saying that hose water, the tanks ran dry, people were trying to, it wasn't people trying to save their homes that did it. It was that there wasn't any water, period. The reason that people were using their hoses is because there weren't enough firefighters, because they had cut the budget. There weren't enough firefighters. And when there were firefighters, according to critics within the municipal works, they were deployed late by the chief. And the city itself did nothing in preparation. So that has nothing to do with it. And it's just, I mean, again, they literally emptied a reservoir. And they directed the water flow right into the ocean to save a stupid little fish that does not matter, that we don't eat, and it's nearly extinct, and it's bait. It's called a smelt, a Delta smelt. He literally wanted to protect that little fish more than the people of California. You literally allowed your water to run off a deluge of extra water. They had it run off into the ocean. It was like an entire river of runoff water that they directed. There's video of it that exists. There's video of the runoff water that they had captured for rainfall that they literally let out into the ocean. There's literally video of the reservoirs being drained for that fish. And by the way, the complaints about that predate these wildfires by over a year. That's what did this. The media is all in doing everything that they can to protect Gavin Newsom. Everything that they can. They cannot have it to where Gavin Newsom, that's their golden boy. That is their golden boy. That's the guy that is going to be running in 2028. And they have to be able, they got to protect him. They lost Andrew Cuomo, and they didn't get out ahead of it and try and protect Andrew Cuomo from accountability enough. So now they're going to try to do it with Gavin Newsom. I mean, these photos that I'm seeing, because it's still blazing, the other fires grown to almost 11,000 acres now. It's going to be the costliest fires in U.S. history. The economic losses already are $68 billion. That includes the insured losses of more than $20 billion, which is double the previous costliest wildfire ever in the United States. Horrific. And man, it just, they can't get a hold of it. They cannot get a hold of it. One of the biggest cities in the country. And they have the highest taxes. And they can't stop this. This is also spilling out. Steve, I'm dropping audio for you. And this is also spilling out at the press conferences. So they had a press conference earlier. This is new audio. A CBS reporter was questioning Bass, and Bass was not having it. Listen to this really awkward exchange here. Listen.
In a panic state. It began 2 days ago with the Palisades fire. My crew and I arrived shortly after it started, and for several hours we watched as hundreds of homes in a neighborhood burned to the ground. We did not see a single fire engine. We watched as Good Samaritans
press conference with guided traffic. Mayor Karen Bass.
There was fear and there was a lot of confusion. You were out of the country at the time.
This is a report.
Shortly after the fire started, a press release was put out warning of this fire behavior. My question to you is, what explains this lack of preparation and rapid response?
Let me just say, first and foremost, my number one focus, and I think the focus of all of us here with one voice, is that we have to protect lives, We have to save lives, and we have to save
homes. That has nothing to do with this question.
Rest assured that when that, rest assured, let me finish. Rest assured, when that is done, when we are safe, when lives have been saved and homes have been saved, we will absolutely do an evaluation to look at what worked, what didn't work, and to correct or to hold accountable any body, department, individual, etc. But my focus right now is on the lives and on the homes.
Oh, really?
Do you
now
think
it
your
is?
Leadership was effective while responding to this disaster?
I just said what I believe is the most important thing for us to do right now.
Oh my gosh, it's so awkward. She's, you know what? So her focus now is on saving lives. Where was it a year ago? Where was it when she was told that they needed to manage the undergrowth? Where was it when she was working with the governor, Gavin Newsom, to drain the reservoirs? Where was it when they were releasing all this captured rainwater from 2 years of record rain back into the ocean? What in the world? Now this is her focus? Seriously? This is crazy. I mean, they've been debating on how to best deal with this for years, and they haven't done it. Like, they were told, you need to establish a limited use volunteer fighting force, specifically focused on brush fires, specifically because that's how it all starts. They do reserve police, but they don't have this. Like, why do they not have reserve brigades to go out and fight fires? And that was one of the proposals that was made to her. She just totally ignored it. You have all of these people who are civil engineers, they're in fire science, all of this, that were giving for free all of these suggestions to LA officials. Like, people in areas that want to choose and to stay home, why not help people learn how to best to prepare their homes for fires, to ward off fires? Tom Selleck, years ago, like, ripped out all of his landscaping. There's an article about this, and I can't remember where I saw it at. But he had, after one of these big wildfires, his home actually was undamaged. But he had done all of this preparation work. He cleared out all the area around his house, and he worked with all the other nearby property owners, and they all cleared out underbrush. They did all this stuff to make their properties as, like, fire proof as you can. And we have some friends of ours who live in Beverly Glen, I think it is. It's up in the hills above the Hilton. And when they were redoing their home, they did the same thing. They were inspired by what they read about Tom Selleck, and they wanted to kind of, like, fireproof their home as best as they can. And they worked with their neighbors to do the same thing. It had to do with even the landscaping, the fencing, the underbrush, their roof, everything. They did everything that they could to make their home as fireproof as possible, and they work with their neighbors to do that. This is one of the things that one of these engineers and one of these other, there's a guy who's in fire science, who's, like, all over social media, that they apparently had cobbled together, like, a list of suggestions after the 2010 wildfire, and they proposed it to Los Angeles, and Los Angeles apparently ignored it. Like, the law, I think it was again in 2016, and they ignored it. They ignored it. They wanted to also use, see if they could get Marine or Navy volunteers to help with brush fire, train people in suburban areas, how to do everything you can to make your property or your area fireproof. And they said that there were laws that were put in place that actually block this stuff. Like, you can't have volunteers like this in California. It's impossible. And that's because they have firefighter union bosses. They wanted more full-time union firefighters. They don't want to have the, and that's another issue you got to talk about. I appreciate our firefighters, but again, when you got union bosses that are fighting volunteers for these exceptional circumstances, that's kind of an issue. Especially when everything's burning now. And then there's the question of arson as well. There was one video, Kane found this. There's a video where apparently there was an arsonist that was arrested. He was caught and arrested in Cabazon, California. A driver noticed somebody literally on the road trying to start a fire. And they got Cal Fire t- to investigate. He was apprehended, but it was a good Samaritan who just happened to be at the right place at the right time, saw this guy and took video of him starting a fire. He literally started a fire just like on the side of the road, and it started burning pretty quickly. And that's one of the things you have to consider as well. Remember a lot of the stuff with Canada? There was an arsonist that was setting off fires there a couple of years ago, and they were trying to say that it was climate change. I'm curious as to how much of this is arson. I do think that you have a lot of, you know, fires like this, especially when it's really dry and you have the embers and the winds that you have, it's going to spread so fast that it almost defies reason and logic. And a lot of people might think it's arson, but then there's some cases where it could legitimately be arson. And that's a whole other thing. But this mismanagement, this is what already we're in 2025 and we already have one of the biggest scandals ever. And that's the mismanagement of California and this disastrous fire that was allowed to just to be as bad as it was because of this poor, poor mismanagement.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So first up, this headline about coffee. It's been treated like butter and red meat. They say it's bad for you, it's good for you, it's bad for you, it's good for you. Now they're saying that coffee drinkers have a health boost, but only if you drink it in the morning. I could just drink it whenever you want to. Doesn't matter. I don't like to put like a lot of milk or sugar-free syrup or anything like that in there, but in the morning or any time other than the morning. But no, there's nothing wrong with drinking coffee anytime. But they say there's a study that was at Tulane, and they said that you know, their dietary guidance, you know, they think it's best for in the morning, maybe like a couple of cups a day. Just do what you want, because they go back and forth on this all the time. An Ohio woman was killed and partially eaten by her neighbor's pigs. Pigs will eat anything, anything. 75-year-old Ohio woman, she was attacked and eaten by her neighbor's pigs on Christmas Day of all days. The Columbia Dispatch reported that it's not clear as to whether or not criminal charges will be forthcoming. It said it was a horrible situation. Police were called to perform a welfare check on the 75-year-old woman in Pataskala because she had not arrived as planned at her niece's home just outside of Akron. Family could not reach her, and that's when they found it. Oh, how horrifying. That's so horrible. TSA, at the Boston Logan Airport, in Call of Duty, there is a little clapping monkey that you can get in Call of Duty, and you throw it and it's supposed to distract like the zombies, or it has a bomb on it. And there was a replica of that this guy had. It's a controller holder and it looks just like that. And he tried to take it through TSA at Boston Logan, and they were not going to allow it to go through. It was literally, it's called a Call of Duty monkey bomb cable holder. And it claps and plays a jingle and then explodes as zombies get near it. And this one is a toy. It holds the controller. But they flagged it. It was in a carry-on bag and they confiscated it. That's the dumbest thing ever. You can get it on Amazon. They're like $41 on Amazon. It's so goofy. So, I don't know. TSA, you kind of had to know that they were going to give you problems over that, because they freak out over everything. They freaked out one time because I had a pen that was made of brass and it looked bullety, not even making it up. They freaked out one time over one of my kids' protractors. Let's see this. I got one more. Oh, no. I almost closed it out. In Belgium, the Belgium Food Safety Authority, they're telling you not to eat Christmas trees. Apparently, Belgians are eating Christmas trees. Why? You have all this great chocolate there. Why would you do that? They said, don't eat Christmas trees, recycled. Are people doing that in Belgium? I don't know. We got more on the way as we roll towards the bottom of this third hour. Stick with us.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the right, 111. The nose to the left, 364.
The eyes to the right were 111, the nose to the left 364, so the nose have it, the nose have it. Unlock.
Wow. So that what you were hearing were British MPs that voted against an inquiry to investigate those grooming gangs. And they voted against the Tories, which are technically like the, I guess, conservatives over there. They voted against it. They voted against it. It was a Tory proposal. And they've had this huge thing with these groomers. These, we talked about this, the Pakistani men that for like over like 15 years had been trafficking women. I mean, it's one of the craziest stories because it was allowed to go on for so long. And the stories are horrific. And it's one of the biggest crimes and cover-ups in all of British history. Thousands and thousands of thousands of young girls, children. They were groomed and raped by gangs of immigrants across the UK over decades, and police turned them away. There was a dad who was arrested after he tried to warn police about what had happened to his daughter. Journalists skipped it. Politicians ignored it. And they were all covered up because they, why did they cover them up? Because they wanted to preserve harmony. They wanted to preserve harmony. And that's why they ended, that's why they didn't write about it. I just, you and I can't imagine anything like that. When politics gets so horrific, I mean, it's to where you politicize even trying to defend young girls that are being trafficked. And they don't want to have an inquiry into it at all. None. There was one Labour MP, Simon Danzuk, who said that he was in, from one of these cities where they had to deal with all of this stuff. And he came out and said he was warned by leaders in his own party not to mention who the people actually were doing the trafficking. He said, quote, it would affect the Labour vote. And he was shocked. Shocked. I mean, this is, you can't assimilate and coexist in a community and call it a multicultural success when you can't even hold accountable men who are preying on young children for fear of upsetting the quote-unquote societal harmony. That's not a multicultural success. That's not a successful society. That's a bankrupt society. And it's so sad because this happened, it's like 2 decades that this was going on. Really, it was actually well known. I mean, we've talked about it before in the program. Well known, but no one, they didn't want to do anything about it there. All of these stories of the grooming and the violence and all of the stuff that was being perpetrated on these young girls, it's just, it's horrible. And they voted against it. This bill was from the Tories. Like I said, that's their, I guess, conservative for UK. They had this inquiry. It was a new one. And they wanted this, they wanted a bill for child safety. And the Labour Party accused the Tories of playing politics. They accused the Conservatives of playing politics. Not so much the Tories, but the Conservative Party there. And they were saying that they didn't think it was going to pass anyway because there's still too many progressive officials that are in UK's government. But man, it is. I'm just looking at the votes on this. They wanted a fresh inquiry into these gangs under this bill, and instead they killed it. So I don't know what they're going to have. It was The Labour introduced a bill. Conservatives wanted to add this to it. Labour said no. Absolutely. Absolutely not. So they rejected it. 364 to 111, majority 253. I you have a major sexual abuse scandal that all levels of British government helped to cover up, and they won't even pass an inquiry for it. And they kept in the Labour Party, very similar to what you're seeing with the way that the press is handling the wildfire stuff here. The Labour Party was saying, oh, you're playing politics. They're accusing the Conservatives of politicizing an inquiry into a two-decade-long grooming scandal that every level of British government ignored. They're accusing them of politicizing the issue because they want to protect children. Again, that's like saying, well, to try to hold officials in Los Angeles accountable for the wildfires is politicization of the issue. It's the same formula that they're trying to use to deflect any kind of accountability. I mean, if you can't find justice like that, if you can't find justice in the West, you'd not find it anywhere. It's a sad, super sad day for justice, if it even exists anymore. So they voted against it. They torpedoed it. But it was 2 decades. The stories are horrific. Some of them we can't even talk about because they're very, very, I mean, it's graphic stuff. I mean, absolute sexual exploitation of children, like little kids. And they were declining, they declined the request, Keir Starmer, the PM, they declined the request for a nationally led inquiry. Weren't having it. Maybe people are starting to wake up and see the rot of progressivism. Maybe. Maybe they're seeing it. Maybe they'll learn. Or we'll get more of the same. In the meantime, we've been watching all of this with the horrific fire. We have ice and snow here in Texas. And just a quick note. So hopefully we'll keep power, because when we had the big ice-mageddon a couple of years ago, we ended up losing power. And so we got a Haas generator. It's the size of a small car. It's huge, because in my home studio, we built out a portion. It's a Total Pro build out. You know, we've got the cameras that you would see at Fox, Total Pro build out, mic, the lights, everything. And we got a lot of equipment in here. And in order to run it, you have to have a Haas of a generator. So it's a natural gas generator that we got and had it installed. Again, it's huge. And we got a Generac. Well, the Generac that we got, apparently there's a design flaw, so it just gobbles parts because of the way it is manufactured. There is a design flaw that prevents it from operating properly. And we discovered this because ours is broken right now. And it's not because of a user error. And if it was a simple fix, it would already be fixed. The problem is it's not a simple fix. So Generac, because we do regular maintenance, and that's how we know that's it breaks all the time just from that. Just when you try to run it to maintain it, it'll bust. It's crazy. So Generac told us last week that it was going to send out a part that we need, that it broke again this week. And then they explained this week, oops, they forgot to send it out. They'll send it out next week, maybe, you know, after the ice storm. So hopefully we won't lose power. But I've never done this on air. I will tell you, do not buy a Generac. It is the worst generator on the market. We spent an ungodly amount of money. I didn't get it for free. I purchased it, paid for the installation, everything. And it is money down the drain. I would have gotten warmer faster by setting the money that I used to purchase this godforsaken generator on fire in my driveway and warming my hands by it than I did with the generator itself. They are non-responsive. They never, ever, you can never get a hold of them. Our service reps cannot ever get a hold of them. The only time we were able to get a hold of them is when they said, oops, they forgot to send this thing out. And it's not, again, user error. It is a design flaw within the generator itself. And I can't just go and get a tiny little thing because, like I said, we have to have, it has to be a pretty powerful. You got to have a steady, have to have a steady and a sizable amount of power to power the studio and do all of this. And a little bitty thing ain't going to cut it. And we had a smaller generator. And after the ice storm, we realized we needed a bigger one. So that's when we got this one. Never again. So let me save you the time and anguish. And I've heard from a horde of people. Tons of people have reached out when I talked about this on X. And they were like, yeah, we have had major problems with ours. There are installers that have reached out and said, yeah, I would not install this in a million years. All these people that are coming out. Now, Generac is popular because they pay for the advertising. They got great ads. But you are better off getting something that doesn't have parts from China and is, you know, actually they can service it and doesn't break down because it's not made with a design flaw. So I'm pretty pissed off because they won't respond. We've been dealing with this for months with Generac. Months. So it has been a months long thing. And they just are, you can't, when you get a hold of them, they don't ever follow through. So now I'm on air and I'm on social media talking about it. So let me save you a lot of money and time. Don't even consider Generac. Generac is the Gavin Newsom of generators. Generac is the Karen Bass of generators. It is worthless garbage. And when all is said and done, I'm going to drag this damn thing out to a field and I'm going to blow it the hell up with some Tannerite and a 50 cal. That's what's going to happen because it's worthless. So don't make the mistake I made. They ought to give us a refund for it, but I want to save you money and I want to save you the hassle. Don't even look second glance at a Generac, the worst generator on the market, the worst customer service. And I'm hearing from everybody how everybody's been having problems. Everybody, you can just look at my social media feed. So fingers crossed that we don't lose power. I'd hate to do it. So if we're not on air tomorrow because of that, that's because of Generac. We have more to come as we roll towards the conclusion of this third hour. Got some other stuff for you as well. Because we've got more developments that we'll touch on. And of course, make sure you sign up over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, because we got a lot of content that goes out there on the reg.
Not able to catch the full Dana Show? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
Saw an apartment building engulfed in flames. I saw the fire engine pull up this afternoon. A fire captain have one of his firefighters attach a hose to a hydrant, and that hose didn't fill up, Alex. And I asked the captain, out of every 10 hydrants you attach to today, on average, how many are you getting full water from? He says, little to none. And it was at that point that really the whole crew stopped, looked up at this apartment building, and they realized there was nothing they could do.
It's just crazy. It's so crazy. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you. That's just more. It's MSNBC even saying that the fire department is saying there's no water. There's no water in any of the hoses or anything like that. I was talking with a friend of mine. They had sent a photo in because I'm actually kind of shocked at the number of people we know who had to evacuate and had fire damage or lost their houses. And another friend, their house was partially burned down and their neighbor's house is gone. They sent a photo. It's just, it's wild. And these are, I mean, the people that we're talking about, these are conservatives. they're not progressives. There are a lot of people that voted Republican. Like in Beverly Hills, that's a Republican town. Southern California, that's Orange County and all that, that's Republican. A lot of people in Pacific Palisades, Karen Bass barely won that area. Barely won that area. A lot of people there voted for Rich Caruso. So it's not all lefties. But the problem is you have a city that's not transparent about what it is that they're doing with your tax dollars. And then they drain reservoirs and they drain any kind of capture that they have from runoff. They don't do anything to bolster their water reserves, even as everyone from, you know, wildlife management to Cal Fire, everyone is saying you have to do this. And all of these people are now seeing this is what it looks like. Democrat policies in action. You saw it in North Carolina. You're seeing it again in California. Gavin Newsom needs to call Ron DeSantis and Florida should just fix California. Have Florida just lay out a plan of action for them. Because remember, in Florida. They had a hurricane. I'll be damned. They had a bridge rebuilt in like 2 days. Crazy. They get it done. They weren't even remotely prepared in California. Not even remotely. All right, we got Today in Stupidity. Kane is out because everything's coated with ice. Juan's out. Everything's coated with ice. Steve, well, he's in D.C., but they at least know how to deal with snow there, Steve.
Yeah, we just had snow. That's easy to plow. But CNN yesterday, they were talking about that whole Greenland thing, which you didn't touch on today. And one of the anchors, Boris Sanchez, had a bit of a hot take about what he reminds himself of. So here we go.
Ambassador, perhaps on the merits, it makes sense from an economic and security standpoint. You can argue those merits. I do wonder about the approach, though, suggesting that the U.S. military might be involved in some kind of takeover of Greenland. That doesn't concern you? Does that not go against what the United States has tried to fight against in, for example, Ukraine and other parts of the world, and Iraq during the war, Saddam Hussein's invasion of Kuwait? Doesn't that stand against American doctrine?
Wow. Oh, my gosh. The hot take of hot takes. The hot take of hot takes. That's it. And, of course, that's our Today in Stupidity. I just saw now that they have fires, the Eaton, California fires, reaching critical broadcast towers now. We'll have all the updates about it, and we'll be back on air with you tomorrow. Stay safe. Stay warm. Pray for victims.